Today's share is Masechta Chayrius, Dav Zayin. We will begin on Davavim Beis. Till now, we've been primarily speaking about the Parahelm Davish at Tzibur. If Bezdin of Sanhedrin issues an erroneous psak, which, as we've been learning, has been followed by Klal Yisrael, what does the halacha say about that? And sometimes they bring a Parahelm Davish at Tzibur. We begin now speaking about the Par Kohen Mashiach, Kohen Gadol who was appointed, and he was anointed with the Shemen HaMishkan. It's important to point that out, as we're going to learn. If he's the Kohen Gadol, but he wasn't appointed with the Shemen HaMishkan, then the halachas of the Par Kohen Mashiach will not apply. And the Torah Kedosh says, "When a Kohen Mashiach yechta leshmas ha'am, v'ikrav al chatos ha'shechot ha'par ben boker tamal Hashem lechatos." And the Torah says that he also has a unique carbon that he brings, not the standard carbon chattis. Here you have to bring the par koi mashiach, which is again only in a situation. Bedavish is a dona chorus, a lav that's a dona chorus. Moreover, as we're going to be learning, it's only if it was preceded with a psak, and if the kohen there was no incorrect psak, or the kohen is not capable of issuing a psak halacham, then the special carbon will not apply. So says the Mishnah, Har kohen matz mashiach latz mishagei. If a kohen gadol issued a psak saying something which is prohibited is mutter v'asa shagig, and then he acted based on that incorrect psak, maybe Bambi Pari has to bring a par. However, if he issued a psak b'shoyig that he made that was wrong, however, when he came to actually doing the Avera, he didn't do the Avera because he realized that his psak was wrong. He did the Avera because he did the Avera b'mezid deliberately. Or if he was amazed when he issued the incorrect psak, he did it deliberately wrong. However, when he actually did the Avera, he did the Avera Vasa B'shagig. He did the Avera B'shagig. So the question that I saw, how is it possible that he passed him amazed? Yes, he perhaps passed wrong, but when he's doing the Avera, and as we just learned, he did the Avera B'shagi, and had no connection to his psak. So since it had no connection to his psak, why is the fact that he once made an incorrect psak here, an incorrect psak deliberately, shouldn't make a difference to halacha? So I saw that one teretz is that he hired mezid v'asa shagig, is that he decided to eat chaylev mezid, and it wasn't a psak, it was a decision. And after that decision, he ate a piece of meat, not that piece of meat that he decided that piece of meat that's not kosher that he decided to eat, another piece of meat that was really kosher. He wanted to eat a piece of meat that's kosher, and he ended up eating the non-kosher meat. And that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Says the Gemara, Potter, in that case, he won't bring a Parham Davish at Tzibur. Because Shedin HaRosh Koyim Mashiach L'Atzmai, the locha of when we say that the rules of Par Koyim Mashiach are based and built and similar, Karoas bin Latzibur, there's the same way that when we say Parham Dovish Tzibur. And therefore, since, as we know, that Loka Parham Dovish Tzibur is only with an incorrect psak that was acted upon, here too, those are the required conditions. It's not really the exact same, because a Koyim Mashiach that we just learned, that made a psak b'mezid and then they did a very b'shoigig, doesn't bring a carbon at all. whereas the tzibur would bring a karma chattas. Says the Gemara, we learned in Mishnah Shagig v'Asa Shagig, if he made an incorrect psak, and then he acted on that incorrect psak, maybe par. He brings the par coin Mashiach. Pshita, asked the Gemara, isn't that obvious? Why was it necessary for the Mishnah to teach us this? Isn't this your classical example of doing an aveira b'shagig? Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaye Hachim Ma'eskinen, Kigon Shahara, he gave a psak that something is mutter. Vos v'shachach, but then he forgot, Mezatam Hara, why he issued that psak. B'shah Shatah, and when he comes to do the aveira, Amar Reine Oysa Al Das Rossi, I'm doing it based on my incorrect psak that I don't remember what was the basis for that incorrect psak. The Matatema, we would say perhaps, Kima de Ilam Asyadale, if he'll remember why he issued that psak, he'll think about it and he'll realize that it's incorrect, and Shema Hadbe, he will retract that incorrect psak. And therefore, the fact that he doesn't remember why he did what he did should be considered not like a shogeg, but rather like a mezid. And therefore, the halacha is that when you do an aveir b'mezid, you don't bring a kar mechatas. Loy l'chayif, kamash malon, that it's considered like a shogeg. We learned further in the Mishnah, mezid, if somebody did made the psak mezid v'azor shogeg, the halacha is that he's potter. And the reason the Mishnah gave is because it's not similar to the circumstances of the parahalam davish at Sibur. So Gemara asks, from where do we know that these two halachas travel together? Menonimili, from where do we know that these two halachas travel together? Says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk says regarding the parakoy Mashiach, and makoyna Mashiach yechta lesh masa'am. Says the Gemara, from here we learn the Mashiach is Katsibur, that the parakoy Mashiach is treated like the parahalam davish at Sibur. And just like the Parahalam Davish at Sibur requires a psak b'shogeg that should have then been followed through, here too the same. Says the Ravaloi Dinhu, asked the Gemara, why do we need a pasuk to teach us this? Why can't we learn this from logic, from a Kava Chaymer? Says, say to Rishonim, that even though, Tosfos HaRosh says, that even though Rashi uses the word that it should be a kavachomer, Rashi doesn't really mean that it should be learned through a kavachomer. What Rashi means to say is that it should be learned through a binyan av, where the Torah connects these two halachas, and by the Torah connecting these two halachas, that's how we will know that the halacha is the same. But like Dinu asked him how we can learn it from a binyan av. Tzibur, Maitz Mechlal Yachid, and the Gemara develops it. The halacha of a parahalam davish at Tzibur is that the parahalam davish at Tzibur is different than a regular individual doing an aveira. When a regular individual does an aveira from Atzlan, we know that he brings a carbon chattis. Parahalam davish at Tzibur is not your regular carbon chattis, says the Gemara. And Mashiach is Moitz Miklal Yochid. So too, the Kohen Gadol that does an aveira doesn't bring a regular carbon chattis. A regular carbon chattis is a kispah seira, but he brings a par, just like the halach is that when we have a par ham davish at Tzibur. And says the Gemara, if so, mat Tzibur, just like when we speak about the Tzibur, ein chayavim elal ham dover shigigas maisa, when do you bring the par ham dover? When Bezdin issued an incorrect psak that was then followed up with the people acting on that incorrect psak. Af Mashiach, the same halacha, says the Gemara, applies by the Koy Mashiach. Lo yechayiv, won't bring a Koy Mechatas, el alhem dover, when he issued an incorrect psak, m'shegig maisa. So the Gemara is saying that based on this binyan av, we should know that that is the halacha of par Koy Mashiach. But now, says the Gemara, we could maybe go in a different direction. And that's why we need a limud. A klach l'darach su, we could go on this direction. Nasi mutz m'klal yachid. A nasi is treated differently than a regular individual does in Aveira that he brings not a kispa or seira as a karmachatis, but rather he brings a sawyer, a mashiach mitzich b'chal yachid, and the same halacha will apply by a kohen hamashiach that he brings the par and not the kispa and seira. Man nosi mevi b'shigas maisa b'loy halam davar. The halacha is that he brings his carbon. He brings his carbon just because he did a wrong thing. It does the nasi to bring his special carbon doesn't have to have an incorrect psak preceding it. Man nasi maybe b'shigas ma'isa b'loy helam davar. We can make an argument af mashiach maybe b'shigas ma'isa b'loy helam davar, and that's why we're not sure how to treat the par koy mashiach. So says the Gemara. How will we resolve this dilemma? The way to resolve this dilemma is nir l'midoyma. Who is the koy mashiach more similar to the bezin and to the nasi? Tzibah b'par, both the par koy mashiach and the par helm dovish at tzibah is a par. Ve'ein mevi'en oshin toli. If there is a question. If they did an Aveira, the halacha is that the Torah says that if somebody had two pieces of meat and he doesn't know which piece of meat he ate, the halacha is till he knows that he didn't eat kosher meat and he is in the state of not knowing where he is, he brings an Oshem Tali. But the Bezdin does and the Koy Mashiach doesn't bring a carbon. Oshem Tali. Mat Sibur in a Chayiv El Alham Dovim Shigas Maisa. So since, says the Gemara, concluding the way he wants to think, since we see that the Tzibur only brings the Paralam Dover when they issued an erroneous Psak coupled with Shigas Maisa, so from here we extrapolate Af the Koy Mashiach Lo Yechayiv El Alham Dovim Shigas Maisa. Says the Gemara, yes, it seems to be a good line of reasoning, but maybe we can make a counter argument. Nasi maybe seira b'avodas kochavim. If a nasi did an avera of avodah zarah, he brings a seira, a female goat for carbon chatas, if they violated avodah zarah. The halacha is that everybody who chas v'shalom worshipped avodah zarah b'shagig has to bring a seer for chattis. As the Torah Kedosh says, v'm nefesh achas techta b'shkoga v'kriva eiz b'ashnosu l'chattis. The pasuk here is speaking about avodah zarah. So we learn from the words v'im nefesh, says Rashi, that any individual, whether he's an individual, a regular Jew, or a kohen a mashiach, or a nasi, all of them bring a seer. And also, or maybe Oshem Vadai. If somebody did one of the Averis, that there is a Chiyuv of Oshem, that halacha applies by a Nasi and a Kohen HaMashiach as well. There are a number of situations where one brings a Korban Oshem. There's an Asham Me'ilis. If somebody takes something from Beis HaMikdash B'Shagig and uses it, there's an Asham Oshem by somebody swears falsely about holding something that belongs to somebody else, or he steals something, then the halacha is you bring an asham gzeilus, and all these halachas apply by nasi and a mashiach like by a regular Yisrael. So ma nasi. So since we see all of the similarities that exist between a Kohen HaMashiach and a Nasi, we can make an argument, Ma Nasi Mevi B'Shigigas Maisa, for the Nasi to bring his special Karban Chatas. All that was required was that he did an Aveira B'Shigig, Af Mashiach Mevi B'Shigigas Maisa, and there won't be a requirement like the Halacha is by Palam Dovash Tziba, that it had to be preceded with an incorrect Psak. Agamar just taught us that a tzibur does not bring an Oshem Tali. And there are many reasons given by the Rishonim why not. Rashi says, because the Gemara, that we're going to learn later that the halacha is that only somebody who brings a carbon when he did the wrong thing, without any preceding incorrect psak, brings Ashim Tali. A tzibur, always, as we're learning, has to have an incorrect psat. Another explanation that Rashi suggests is that the Torah, when it speaks about an Ashim Tali, begins with the word v'nefesh. An individual is considered nefesh. The bezdin, the tzibur, is not considered nefesh. Another explanation that the Rambam explains, that the Torah says that when do you bring an Ashim Tali? V'noida chatos. That means that the bezdin only brings the carbon when they know that they made a mistake. Ashim Tali is brought, in fact, it's specifically brought when you don't know you made a mistake. And therefore, they don't bring an Ashim Tali. So where we're up to here is, the Gemara began, the Mishnah began, by saying that the halacha of a par koy Mashiach is the same as the halacha of the par helm dover. And the Gemara's question is, why do we compare it to that versus comparing it to the carbon of an Asi? That's why, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Tam Eloimer, Emakoyna Mashiach Yechtel Ashmas Am, says the Gemara, we learn from this Pasuk, Harei Mashiach Tzibur, that the Kohen Gadol is treated like the Tzibur. Ma Tzibur Eri Mevi, and just like the Kohen Parham Dovish Tzibur is not brought, El El Hem Dovim Shigigas Maisa, Af Mashiach Eri Mevi, El El Hem Dovim Shigigas Maisa. Continues the Gemara, Ema, Mat Tzibur, when we speak about the Parham Dovish Tzibur, it's only brought Shahira, the Bezdin made an incorrect Psak, Vaso achra by Rasai, and then that incorrect psak was followed. Chayovim. That's when we bring the Param Dovish Tzibur. So maybe here too, by the Parakoy Mashiach, it's only going to be applicable. Af Mashiach Kishoira, the Kohen Gadol made an incorrect psak, and then Vaso achra by Rasai, the Tzibur followed his incorrect psak. Maybe only then is there a chiyuv of the Parakoy Mashiach. But if it wasn't that way, it was nobody followed that incorrect, if it was only he who followed that incorrect psak, it's not going to be a case of Parakoy Mashiach. Talmud Loimer says, the reason not to agree with that is the Pasuk says, V'akoyim Mashiach yechta lashmus am, v'hikrav al-chatos ha-shechata, amashu chata, it's for his aveira, who maybe is the reason for him to bring a carbon, v'ayna maybe. But it's not brought al mashachat acherim for what other people did wrong, and therefore it won't be the fact. It has to be his avera. No one. It's not anyone else's avera that causes the parakai mashiach to be brought. Amar Mar continues the Gemara. We learned in the Brayse Mashiach Bapar, they may be Ashim Tali. So we learned that a kohen mashiach doesn't bring an Ashim Tali. Ask the Gemara, Menole Deim of Ashim Tali, from where do we indeed know that a Kohen Mashiach does not bring an Ashim Tali? Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says by Ashim Tali, V'hevi ayel tamim and atzoin be'erkechol Ashim al ha-Kohen, v'chig balav ha-Kohen ashigas ha-shishogag, v'lu yodo v'nisachloi. Says the Gemara, Mish chatos v'shigigoy shavoy. Somebody whose Aveira is completely dependent on his not knowing that he did, on his doing something wrong. He is the individual that brings a carbon Ashim Tali. Yotza, but when we speak about the Kohen Mashiach, Shein Chav Tosav Shigigas Shava, because as we're learning throughout our Shia now, the Kohen Mashiach Avera has to be preceded with a wrong Psak, as we learned the Ksiv. As the Pasuk says, we've been learning that im kohen mashiach yecht l'ashem sa'am, harei mashiach katzibur. So only when an aveira is the only thing, the doing of the aveira is the only thing that makes you bring a carbon, is an ashem tali in place. But in a place where you also have to have a psak coupled with the incorrect action, that's not a case of ashem tali. Ask the Gemara, how do we learn from the Lash Masa'am, how do we learn from this? That Koshim Tali, Atkan Lekamalei, Says the Gemara, we haven't yet learned this entire discussion was before we learned the limud of Lishma Sa'am. It was only when we were trying to attempt to learn an Ashm Talui. So using Lishma Sa'am doesn't make sense. We didn't know Lishma Sa'am. Says the Gemara, El Ashm Kutei Nazba. When the Gemara wanted to compare the Parakai Mashiach to what is it a better comparison, to Parham Davish Otzibur, or to the Par of a Nasi, and mentioned Ashm Talui, that isn't the critical factor. Says the Marahar B'fnei Atzmai, and the Kohen Mashiach said something which carries with it a Chiv Karis, and they said he paskined that it's paskined incorrectly, Vasa P'nei Atzmai, and he did the Avera based on his wrong Psak, Miskapalei B'nei Atzmai, he doesn't have, because he brings his own Par Kohen. However, Hiram it seemed, if the Kohen Gadol didn't just paskin himself, he paskin together with the Bezdin, v'asa imet tzibur, and he did the Avera together with the tzibur, then miskapel imet tzibur, he doesn't have to bring his own power, he rather can rely on the power helm davish tzibur. Shein Bezdin chayovim, teaches us the Mishnah, Bezdin is not chayiv their carbon, Achyor levatel mitzvah, a halacha that we've learned previously, only in a case where they kept the mitzvah in place, will kai mitzvah, only to abolish part of it. Became a shiach, and so too is the halacha about the parakoy mashiach. The parakoy mashiach is only brought in a case where it was lekai mitzvah or levatel mitzvah. V'loy bevarish kechavim, achyor levatel mitzvah lekai mitzvah. As we're going to learn, the Bezdin who issues a wrong psak regarding Avodah Zarah also has special rules. Says the Mishnah that, again, those rules are only applicable in a case of Levatel Mixus or Lekai Mixus. So our Mishnah said that if the Kohen Mashiach paskin with the Sanhedrin and then violated the Avera together with the Tzibur, the Param Dover Shotziba works with him. What does that mean? As the Mefarshim, the Chazanish discusses this. Does it mean that if he paskin together with the Tzibur, so that with the Bezdim, with the Sanhedrin, that his Hayrah is not a Hayrah? And because Bezdim's Hayrah is what counts and not his Hayrah? Or the Halacha is that, of course, his Psak is not ignored because he paskined together with the Bezdin. But rather, since he paskined together with the Bezdin, we disregard what he did, and we only look at the psak of the Bezdin. Says the Chazanish, if we're going to say that his psak is not a psak in a place where there's a Bezdin, that's only in a case. It would only be possible in a case where Bezdin said that something that's not kosher may be eaten. And he said it, and the Bezdin said. What's going to be the halacha? We're going to learn that they had a dispute what is considered chalev. So then it wouldn't make sense, says the Chazanish, that his psak should be ignored because Bezdin also said the same psak. So therefore, says the Chazanish, that it would probably mean that he said that his psak, since it was done together with the Bezdin, we don't pay attention. But then the Chazanish says that the second pshat is also difficult to understand. Because if he issued his own psak, why are we looking at what Bezdin said? And therefore, the Chazanish's pshat in the Gemara is that if the Kohen HaMashiach issued a psak, of course it's considered a psak. But what we need to understand, explains the Chazanish, that there's a new din that the Torah said, that if it happens to be that this psak is the same psak as Bezdin, and they're already bringing a parallel davish tzibur, there's no necessity to also bring there's no necessity for him to bring his own carbon. Says the Gemara, Menani Mili, as we just discussed, that if the tzibur is bringing a carbon, then he doesn't have, and he made the same mistake as the tzibur. There's no need for him to bring his own carbon. Menorimili, how do we know this then? Says the one of the Tanar Abonin, the Braisa teaches us, Hirem Matzibur, Vasem Matzibur, Yochel Shei Yavi Palatzman, would think that under these circumstances he should bring his own carbon. Vedinhu. And the Gemara says we could make an argument. Nasi Moitz Meklal Yochid, the Nasi is treated differently than everyone else. A regular individual does an Aveira, brings a Kispa Seira, and he brings a Sawyer, and Mashiach Moitz Meklal Yochid. And so too is the Kain of Mashiach. Again, as we just said, a regular individual, when he does an Aveira B'shoigig, he brings a Kispa Seira, and he brings a Par. So says the Raman Nasi Chotav Afnei Atzmai, maybe Bifnei Atzmai. Just like the Nasi, if he did an Aveira by himself, that's when he brings his own carbon. However, Chota Imat Tzibur, Miskapalo Imat Tzibur, if he does an Aveira with the Tzibur, then he brings a carbon together with the Tzibur. Says the Gemara, the same thing will be said regarding the Kai Mashiach. Af Mashiach Chota Bifnei Atzmai, maybe Bifnei Atzmai, if his Aveira was done independently, he brings his own carbon. However, Chota Imat Tzibur, Miskapalo Imat Tzibur, says the Gemara, Loi, that argument is not necessarily correct. Why? Because Imam Atma Nasi, if we speak about a Nasi, Shemus Kapalay Mitzibur Yom Kippurim, that he doesn't, the sar that's brought for he is part of the tzibur for the kabbonis that are brought in Yom Kippur, the sar hanasa b'fnim, the sar hamasafim that we learned so extensively in Masech the Shavuos, are brought for Tumas Migdash for Kedoshev. Time of Mashiach, but when we speak about the Kohen Gadol, Sheim Eskapalei Metzibur Yom Kippurim, he has his own Kabbonis on Yom Kippur, not together with the rest of Klai Yisrael. Hoyel Ve'em Eskapalei Metzibur Yom Kippurim, so since we see that he's treated differently on, since we see he's treated differently on Yom Kippur, that's why maybe under all circumstances, he brings his own carbon and he doesn't rely on the carbon of the tzibur. Tamalaymer al chatosa shechata hakeitzad. From here, we learn chata b'fnei atzmai. If he did that very by himself, that's where maybe b'fnei atzmai brings his own carbon. However, chata metzibur miskapaloi atzibur. Then he brings it together with the rest of the tzibur. There is a question amongst the Rishonim. When the Gemara says here that Chotem at tzibur, he brings together with the tzibur, what does that mean? Does it mean that he was together with the tzibur? Or is it enough that they were issued at the same time, but he wasn't part of the Sanhedrin? Rashi seems to say as long as they were issued at the same time. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that the halacha that we're learning here, and this is also the opinion of the Rav Bartanura, that the Kohen Gadol is only, when we're saying that, that the Kohen Gadol is included with the Tzibur, he's only included with the Tzibur if he issued his psak as a member of the Tzibur. But if he didn't issue his psak as a member of the Sanhedrin, then the Gemara we just learned wouldn't be applicable. Says the Gemara, we just learned that if the Kai Mashiach made his own psak, and Bezdin gave their own psak, the Hakayin is going to have to bring his own carbon. Says the Gemara, Hechidami, exactly what is the case? Ilema, asked the Gemara, if this Kohen Gadol is Mufla, that he is the greatest Talmud Chacham, Ein Muflaim, and they aren't, says the Gemara, Pshita, the Miskapaloi, Befnei Atzmai. Only he has to bring a carbon. Because if they're not the Talmid Chachamim, the psak that they issued, which we keep on saying is the prerequisite to bring the Par Hamdavish at Tzibur, if they're not Talmid Chachamim, Haradohem V'loi Klum, their psak is meaningless. And therefore, if that's the case, you bring under these circumstances Boy Asri, Kuzba Asir, Kochad V'chad. The regular carbon chattis that's brought is in order. V'di Inam Aflam. If, on the other hand, that they are Talmid Chacham, who Eloi Mufla, so then the question is, Why does he have to why would he be bring his own carbon? His hayrah, his psak, given that he's not a Talmud Chacham, is a meaningless psak. And we've been learning throughout our shir that in order for the kohen to bring his special power, he had to have a hayrah preceded. And if he's not a Talmud Chacham, his psak hayrah the day is v'loy klumhi, is a meaningless psak, and therefore it shouldn't be taken into consideration. Says the Gemara, the way to understand is Amar Apapa, Kigoyin Shayim Flom Shneim. They're both the Bezdin, a Talmid Chachamim, and the Kohen Gadol is a Talmud Chacham. And that's the Mishnah's coming to teach us that if they both issue the same psak, then they bring one carbon. If they issued separate psakim, they each bring their own carbon. Sava Baila Meima, says the Gemara, it was a Abaye's assumption, the Chotah B'fnei Atzmai, if the Vasa B'fnei Atzmai, he brings his own carbon. What is the case? Hechidami, it says the Gemara, the assumption is, the Yasvi B'shnei Mekoymus, the Koy Mashiach and the Bezdin are in two separate places, the Kamari B'tray Yisuri, and they're talking about two different Averis, no connection. Amalei Rava, said Rava Otto Shnei Mekoymus Garmim, is the fact that they are sitting in different places important? Ella, says the Gemara, Filo Yasri B'chav Malkum, what the Gemara means to teach us is that even if they're sitting together, the Kiva the Kod Moir B'tray Yisuri, but even if they're sitting together but they're talking about different Averis, Kiva the Kod Moir B'tray Yisura, Chotav Fnei Atmahu, it's considered independent Avera. Says the Gemara furthermore, Pshita, who b'chelev, if his psak was regarding chelev, v'hein, and their psak was regarding avodah zarah. So that's a case, chot v'fnei atzmai, each psak is considered separate. The halukin b'tamayu, the halacha of what is the rule when such happens are different. The chalukim bekabonos, the separate psukim, the ha, when there's a psak regarding chaylev, that would be the example param dovish etzibur, and when there's a psak about avodah zarah, the par for an oil and a sol lechatas, the kamaisa hani sor, in such a case, if it was the bezdin that made the incorrect psak regarding avodah zarah, they're gonna bring a sor for chatas, for hulai maisi, he's going to bring a pile of chatas. For koshke, says the Gemara, certainly if it was a situation where hu b'avodas kechavim, that his incorrect psak was about avodah zarah, the hein, the incorrect psak was about chelif, the chalukim b'gavisayim, legarmi, they're completely separate. The hu sira, the koi mashiach is going to bring a sira, the inu, and they bring a pile of chattis, they don't bring a seer at all. So there's actually nothing in common between the two, the Kohen Mashiach and the Tzibur under these circumstances. Rather, says the Gemara, what is the case that we need to develop? Who b'chelev v'machas is a kerev? The Torah speaks about different chelev situations of chelev. There's chelev that's on the kerev, and there's chelev on the dakin, the intestines, mahu. And that was the two different psakim that they gave. Mimrin afgav the kabon and shava. The carbon for the two different types of chelev is still the same type of carbon. And since it's still the same type of carbon, mimrin afgav the kabon and shava. On one hand, we say that yes, they bring the same carbon. However, kivin the metrei kroy kasi, they're not the same pasuk. And therefore, they can't be combined. Adilma, since they're both about the Avera of Chelev, that's enough to combine them. So I saw the Mefarshim ask, how could there be a mistake about Chelev? The Torah says, when it describes Chelev, says, as a Chelev m'chas al kerev, as a Chelev m'chas al kerev. So the Torah is very clear what is chelev and what is not chelev. And we learned previously that if something is explicit, the way the Gemara identified it, is by something daftalid, something that Stoikim Moedim by, something that Stoikim agree is an Avera, all these halachas don't apply. So Rashi explains that, yes, even that Stoikim agree that the Chelev HaMechasas HaKerev, the Chelev HaLadakin are Chelev. But what exactly does that mean? That there isn't agreement, and therefore a mistake about that is considered a valid mistake. Another pshat that I saw the Rishonim suggest is, yes, the Torah is very clear what is Chelev, the both of these are Chelev, and since the Torah is clear that both are Chelev, it shouldn't be something that Param Dovish at Tzibur. But we know that the Torah doesn't speak about Shurim, how much. And that's where there was the mistake of Bezdin. We know the Shir of Chelev is a Kazayas. They made a mistake with that Shir, and that's not something that Stoikim Amoidim Ba. Says the Gemara furthermore, Emtim Tzloimer, if we'll say Shem Chelev Echeru, even though the two mistakes were not identical, but it's all about Chelev, and that's why it's enough that one carbon for the Tzibur and for the Kohen Gadol should be sufficient. What would be the halacha? Asked the Gemara, who be Chelev Ehem Bedam? His psak was about Chelev, and their psak was about Dam. Mao, Mirmina Tamei Pligan, that completely two different Isurim. Idoma, Kim and the Shomer carbon, the carbon for both of them is the same, in this case being a par. We go, Bosa carbon as Linen, we look at the carbon that's on the table, and that should be enough, the one carbon should be brought, and the Gemara remains with a teiku. We learned in the Mishnah, She'ein Bezen Chayovim, Achiyor Levatel Mixes Lakaimitzes. We've learned that the par on Dovish Atzibur is only brought in a case of Lakaimitzes or Levatel Mixes. Ask the Gemara Manolon, where do we know the Ein Achiyor Levatel Mixes, the Achiyor Levatel Mixes Lakaimitzes, that's only when these halachas will apply? Says the Gemara Karmina Perkin, as we learned in Daf Dalid, the Pasuk says, Vim Kol Adas Yisrael Yishgu Venelim Dovim Ein Akal. Says the Gemara, Dover, only if a detail was forgotten, or paskin wrong, v'loy kalaguf. Says the Gemara, v'kein ha-Mashiach. And the same halacha applies to the kein ha-Mashiach, that he only brings a carbon when it was levatel mitzvahs, l'kai mitzvahs, menalon. How do we know that so is the halacha? Says the Gemara, as we've been learning throughout the shir, the pasuk, when it speaks about the par kein ha-Mashiach, says, in my kein ha-Mashiach, yechta l'eshmas ha'am. So we learn from here, Rei Mashiach Ketzibur, that the Mashiach is treated like the Tzibur. And just like by the Tzibur we're learning, it's only applicable by Lekai Mixas or Levatel Mixas, so too will be the Halach by the Kohen Mashiach. We learned further, by Avodah Zarah, Bezdin is not Chayiv, Achir Levatel Mixas or Lekai Mixas. Ask the Gemara Nolan, how do we know this then? Says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan, Lefish Yotz Avodah Kuchavim, when the erroneous psak was about Avodah Zarah, it's treated lidem ba'atzma. It's treated differently than a regular par on Dovish Atzibur. By all other averus, you just bring a par. Here, the Torah says you bring a par lo'oil and so'al l'chatas. Yochel, she'e chayovim al-kirs mitzvah kula, that here the halach will apply even if you completely want to abolish this avera. Says the Gemara, Namakan, it says by the Avodah Zarah, by this case of Avodah Zarah, a carbon of Avodah Zarah, V'ayim Einim Eidah Nesel L'Shkaga, V'nem Alahalan, by the Paralim Dovish Atzibur, V'nelim Dovah Me'ine HaKol, Ma'alahalan B'Bezdin, just like there it's speaking about Bezdin, Afkan Nami, it's talking about Bezdin, Ma'alahalan, just like there it's Dover, by Paralim Dovish Atzibur, we keep on learning that you only Chayiv when you did a detail of loy kol aguf, afkan nami v'loy kol aguf. Says the Mishnah, ein chayovim, we're not chayiv a carbon, elam helam dover im shigigas maisa, as we've been learning, that the halacha is only if Bezdin first issued an incorrect psak, and after the tzibur acted on the psak, and the Rishonim, of course, asked the question, that this is something that we learned ready, and they explain that the halacha is that we're trying to see again and again what are halachas by the tzibur and what are halachas by the kohen mashiach. One point Rashi says is by kohen mashiach, if there was no erroneous psak and they only did the wrong thing, there's no carbon. By a tzibur, if there was an erroneous psak, if there was no erroneous psak and they did the wrong thing, then the halacha is you bring a carbon chatas. So they're not really exactly the same. And that's why the Mishnah has to tell us the halacha and then develop the halacha. So again, ein chayav al adam dam shigas maisa v'kena mashiach. And so too is by the special carbon of our desire that we just described. It's only chayav elam havim davim shigigas maisa. Says the Gemara, Nolan, how do we know that Bezdin is only chayav when there's helam dover, a wrong psak, coupled with the wrong thing being done? The Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk says regarding the parah davar shetzibur, vim kol adas yisrael yishgu. They did an avera. Yochel chayover al shigis maisa. They'll be chayv the parah davar shetzibur just if they did the wrong thing. Tamaloyma yishgu v'nelam dover. Ein al chayov al helam dover im shigis maisa. You have to have both. That there was a wrong psak that was acted upon. And the same thing says the Gemara is by the Kohen Mashiach. How do we know that? Dim and Nolan, the Ksil Eshma Sa'am, and as we've been learning throughout our shir, that the Mashiach is treated like the Tzibur. V'loibez Kachavim, and also the special carbon of Avodah Zarah, is also in a case of Helam Dovah Meshigigas Maisa. Says the Gemara, Nolan, how do we know that? Din, the Tanah Bonin, the Fish Yotza Avodah Kachavim, lead them by Atzmai, the Avodah Zarah, the carbon of Avodah Zarah that's brought by Avodah Zarah is different than by all the other Averis, as we've learned, that they bring a power, that the halacha is that we bring a power and a sire. Yochel, Yechayovim, so we think, Afal Shigas Maisa by Avodah Zarah, even just for doing the wrong thing, even if it didn't have a wrong psak, Tzemekan, to which the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, by the Paralam Davish of Tzibur, by the Avodah Zarah, if the Tzibur worshipped the Avodah Zarah, V'hoyim Eina Eidin Nes L'shkaga, V'nelam Ahalon, by the Paralam Davish of Tzibur, V'nelam Davah Meini Kol, Ma'al Ahalon, just like by the Paralam Davish of Tzibur, Ein Elal Chayav Elaham Davar M'shagetz Maisa, you have to have an incorrect psak coupled with doing the wrong thing. Afkan by Avodah Zarah, and Chayovim, there's no Chiv, El Alham Dovim Shigis Maisim. So we learned that Bezdin is never Chayiv, when the Tzibur is never Chayiv for its special carbon, unless we have a wrong Psak and the wrong act. Says the Gemara of Ilu Mashiach, but says the Gemara, when we speak about the Koy Mashiach, by Vodetz Kechavim, what is the halacha by Koy Mashiach that did the wrong thing by Avodah Zarah, loik tani? The Mishnah doesn't say regarding Avodah Zarah for Kain Mashiach. The Mishnah said it by the Parhalam Dovish of Tzibur. The Mishnah said the Kain Mashiach, that the halacha of the Koy Mashiach is the same as the halacha of the Tzibur. But when we spoke about the Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah didn't say it. Says the Gemara Masnisimani, whose opinion does our Mishnah represent? Rabbi He, the Tanya, Mashiach by Avodah Kechavim, what's going to be halacha, the circumstances of a Koy Mashiach by Avodah Zarah? Rabbi Omer, B'shigiyas Mais, all you have to do is that he did the wrong thing. V'cham Omerim, B'helm Dover, that you have to also have a wrong psak. V'shavin, remain the Chum agree, the Besira, that the Koy Mashiach by Avodah Zarah, even the Chachamim who agree that the Koy Mashiach by Avodah Zarah is not like every individual, but every individual is chayv as soon as he did the wrong thing, whereas the Kohen Gadol has to have a wrong psak together with doing the wrong thing. But what, when that happens, will be the carbon that he brings? The carbon that he will bring will be the carbon of a carbon yochid. Furthermore, shavin shem evi ashim tali. The halach is the Kohen Mashiach does not bring an ashim tali. That even Rebbe, who holds that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, the Koy Mashiach is treated like every other individual Jew. And if he did Avodah Zarah no psak. He's chayiv, the regular carbon like a yachid. That doesn't have any bearing to an Ashim Tali, that if somebody had two pieces of meat and he didn't know one is kosher, one is not, and he ate one of them and he didn't know which one he ate, the Kohen Gadol won't bring the carbon Ashim Tali. Says the Gemara, V'tizbara, says the Gemara, you want to say that our Mishnah follows Rebbe, and the proof was that the Mishnah used the words V'kena Mashiach only by the Paral and Dovish at Tzibur, but not by Vodah Zorah. Says the Gemara, we're going to learn a Mishnah, Mitzvashem, on Daf Ches, that teaches us the Bezdin is not Chayiv until they issue an erroneous Psak, and they follow up on it, and the same thing by Koy Mashiach, and the Mishnah there says that by Vodah Zorah, the Halach is B'Dovish is done a Karev Shigasai Chattis, Miktani. The Mishnah over there says that the Mashiach has the same, doesn't say that it has the same din. But the Halach is that the Mashiach does have the same din. Elatani ha, how must we understand that the Mishnah taught the Halach by Param Dovish at Tzibur, and even though the Mishnah taught the Halach by Param Dovish at Tzibur, and not say by Avodah Zarah, we have to say Tani ha, that it's talked by Param Dovish at Tzibur, for who hadn't learned, same thing by Avodah Zarah. Says the one, so we have a machlokes. And our Mishnah is not a compelling proof that it follows Rebbe. It could be that our Mishnah follows the Pinyan Chachamim, and the Mishnah didn't feel it necessary to say that the Halacha by Avodah Zarah is like by Param Dovish at Tzibur. Says the Gemara, my Tam de Rebbe, but why by Avodah Zarah does Rebbe hold that the Koy Mashiach is Chayiv with Shigas Maisa alone, even though by all other Avayiris he agrees, because the, as we've been learning, L'esh Masa'am, that you have to have an incorrect Psak first. Answers the Gemara, Amakra, because the Pasuk speaks about when a Yochid did Avayiris Zorah, the Pasuk says, V'chipa Koy al Nefesh HaShigagas B'chata B'shkoga. HaNefesh refers to the Koy Mashiach, Hashigag is a nasi, b'chata b'shkaga. Here we have a machlokes. Rebbe sov chetze b'shkaga yehei. You're going to be chayiv just for doing the wrong thing, a koy mashiach and a nasi. And rabbanan savri mish chatasa b'shkaga. Somebody who's always chayiv just for doing the wrong thing. Yotze mashiach shei chatasa b'shkaga. A koy mashiach is not chayiv unless he had a wrong psak. Elabalam dover. And here too, said the Chachamim will be the halacha by Avodah Zarah. For Shavin, we furthermore learned in the Braisa, that everybody agrees that when a Kohen Mashiach is going to be chayiv Avodah Zarah, he brings the same carbon as a Yochid. Ask the Rambam, from where do we know that halacha? Says the Gemara, Dama Kra, the Pasuk by Avodah Zarah says, V'nefesh achas takta b'shkaga v'kriva eiz bashnas l'chatas. Echad yochid, we learn from the word v'nefesh achas. What do we learn from the word ma'achas? Echad yochid v'echad nasi v'echad mashiach kum b'chal nefesh achasein. They're all treated the same way. They all bring the exact same carbon, not a different type of carbon between them and any other yachid who did this type of aveira would have a desire.